VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of VSN Arcade Radio, sponsored by virtualsportsnetwork.com. Sign up for the forums today. This is episode number 82 of a very special podcast. Last week we were talking about how bad VGX was. This week we are talking about the 2013 Game of the Year Awards from us. Basically, we got the agenda going on all the way down until we get to Game of the Year. And what we look most forward to as far as Game of the Year and games of 2014. Subjects we got on the agenda today: best downloadable, best exclusive, biggest letdown, most underappreciated, best handheld title, best sports title, best character, and again, best game and game of the year. But without further ado, I want to introduce my co-hosts for this evening, starting with the one and only Mr. Producer Man himself, Mr. Swarley. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty damn good.
Good to hear, good to hear. Also on for the ride this evening is the one and only one-arm assassin himself, Mr. Dub. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tired as fuck.
I hear you, I hear you. It's been a long day. And last but not... It's been a long week, of course. Of course. For the working workforce, it's a long week for everybody. But without further ado, last but not least, the infamous, I am Eddie Ean. How are you?
I can't find my second red light. What the fuck?
You still working on that fucking Lego thing?
Yes. I'm trying to build them out for little fucking Norman Osborn so we can all, you know, look all suited up and shit, looking all fresh to death and whatnot.
Look what you started, Swarley.
It's your fault.
It's all your fault.
No. You know what? First it was Legos last week, because I'm here now. And then secondly, earlier, before we even started this shit, Ninja Turtles.
You know what? Right? I'm not sorry. I had a buttload of fun last week building my TIE fighter.
Ninja Turtles.
There's nothing wrong with nostalgia. There's nothing wrong wanting to play with Legos. There's nothing wrong wanting to play with Ninja Turtles. But Swarley, this man had Christmas presents to buy for other people, and you got him to buy OG Ninja Turtles and fucking superhero sets.
Nobody
should be sorry about that.
Whoa. I did not buy a superhero set, all right? This thing came free with my copy of Lego Marvel Superheroes. I want to thank Walmart because I can't wait to play this game. And also for sending me this little Norman Osborn mini-me. Now, I know his face is black and it should be James Rhodes, but in my mind, it's Norman Osborn doing blackface, all right?
That would make him more evil than usual. I could say that much.
It's in character then,
all right? Exactly. I swear, Jay. Look, he's going against Miles, okay? It's not Peter Parker in this universe.
Like, Jay, you can't even.
I'm the worst.
Oh, God, he's black. He's way more evil now.
I know. It's so funny.
Because he put blackface on his face. That makes him evil putting blackface on.
Right. Of course.
Right. Yeah, Jay's always going to play the race card.
Everything else.
Play the backpedal guy.
You know what? Just when I think you couldn't raise the bar any lower after that monkey comment 2 weeks ago. You go and do this.
Were you even here for that? I didn't have to explain myself. I'm not doing this. I just happened to say racist comments unintentionally, one way or another. It's true and against my character. But we are fucking up the podcast. Let's go on with the show here.
Can I just add one last thing? Unintentionally means it's Freudian slip. What's Freudian slip? Subconscious saying what you really mean.
Nah. Look, after the podcast, I'll go back to my trailer, wear my wife beater, and watch Cops. Okay? Otherwise, I'm okay.
No, you probably have VHSs of taped episodes of fucking Maury and Jerry Springer.
And I will be watching those as well before I go to sleep, but leave me alone, okay? We're going to be talking about the 2013 Game of the Year, of course.
Is it Jody?
It's the Goaty.
Part 2?
I don't know. Is it the Part 2?
I believe last year was Part 1. It's the Game of the Year. Come on, cast Part 2. Second annual, if we're keeping tradition, aren't we?
I don't know. That's up to Mr. Producer, man.
Second annual.
There it is. Come on, Swally. I mean, come on, Jay. It's fucking Game of the Year, cast. You got to be a little up for it. Shit.
okay. Oh, shit. Ow. I got a leg cramp. Fuck. Cut that out, will you?
Bitch.
Shut up. I said Indian style. I got a fucking leg cramp. Fuck you. I've been walking all day. See, ow.
Sal.
Eat dicks. Anyways, we're talking about the 2013 Game of the Year episode. Are we going to be talking about games we're playing recently? We're going to jump right in, Swirly.
I'll just go right in.
All right, let's jump right into the agenda with the first topic on the list, best downloadable. We're going to start with Nub. What was the best downloadable of the year for you? Oh, that's a good question. I can't even think of anything right now. What came out this year? Rezzo Gun.
There you go.
I was not prepared for this. This caught me off guard. Don't pick me first.
What's wrong with you? Jeez. Oh, here it is. Oh, thank God. All right, I found it.
You found it.
I found it. Right. Everything's good.
Congratulations. So you're going Rezzo Gun for your best downloadable of the year, Dub?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Matt? What's your best downloadable of the year?
Ooh.
Yeah, you sound like me.
Damn, I'm trying to think. fuck. I'm sorry. I just found my red, Lego piece. I'm really excited about it. And best downloadable. What the fuck came out this year? I can't say Barry Let's See because I haven't played it yet. So, I don't want to be fraudulent by saying that. I haven't played it. All right. Go to Swirly. He's probably very prepared. Let me think for a second.
All right. I'm going to skip you for right now. Come back to you later. But Swirly, what's your favorite? What is the, what is the best downloadable of the year for you?
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Why Absolutely. Exactly is it the best downloadable of the year?
Well, you take my Game of the Year pick for 2012. Which was Far Cry 3, and you throw in 80s cheesy action lines, neon lasers, fucking dinosaurs. I mean, how could it not be?
It's pretty much what Duke Nukem should have been. Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, as far as like standalones go, even if it is a downloadable game. For the price and what you get off the Far Cry 3 engine, and then having just memories of old school 80s action flicks, Michael fucking Bean's in this game, and you got dinosaurs that shoot lasers out of their face, it's ridiculous, and it's just fucking the best downloadable shooter that I can think of.
It was fantastic.
Matt, are you ready? You still got a thing.
I got nothing, man. I mean, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon was a really good choice. I guess I could say that. But I didn't really play too much of it to release, but I haven't really played a lot of DLC, to be honest with you. Does it have to be DLC, or can it be, like, games that you don't know, because games that you download don't really count? Because I've downloaded a lot of games, even games that wouldn't be really considered for this thing.
Okay, if you want to get super technical into it, as far as downloadables go, it could be anywhere between
DLC, like
a special gun skin, maybe, or you can go as far as a special DLC for a game.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to disqualify myself from this category because I haven't done it. I have not done it. I got nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I got nothing. I'll co-sign Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon because as far back as I can remember, that was probably the downloadable game that I could say that I enjoyed the most out of everything. Unless I can say Sound Shapes, did that come out this year?
Did Sound Shapes come out this year? Because I'm changing mine.
Okay,
Sound Shapes came out last year, but then it was distributed among other systems, didn't it?
That doesn't count.
Okay, that doesn't count. So, I can't use it.
I mean, if you want to jump on the Blood Dragon thing, you can. Go right ahead.
Just because lack of a better answer, I guess I'll say that's fine.
Okay, listing says as far as the release date goes, North American release for Sound Shapes was August 7th, 2012 for the PlayStation 3 and Beta.
Ah.
PlayStation 4 for North America came out 2013. Europe November 15th, and in Europe November 29th.
Yeah, then I got nothing.
I can say personally for myself, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep was pretty good.
That's for downloadable. I traded in my 360 by the time it came out. The week before it came out. Oh, I was a little disappointed.
And because he did that, I didn't get a chance to jump into a bomb right now, because after he left, it kind of, like, it all dried up.
It died, yeah. I'm like, who the hell is this shit together?
Exactly.
Get it on PC. Get your card. Quit spending money on Ninja Turtle shit.
It blames Wally!
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
As far as the downloadable goes, basically this has everything you want within a Borderlands game. You got boss raids that you can work your way into that are optional. You have all your favorite characters coming back. It's based off of D&D. If you're super nerdy about that stuff, it's got fantasy elements. They curb stuff from fucking Game of Thrones at one point. And it wraps up the story quite nicely. We don't quite get the moon base assault that we want against Hyperion yet, but we do have a look into the idea of doing that later on, at least for Season 2 at the Headhunters Pack. But this one was very special because it gave us closure for what the story was for the original game, and that's what made it best downloadable for me. I could say, obviously, there are other downloadables out there, just haven't been able to play them, whether they've been on iOS, on PC, on Xbox 360, other stuff like that, but for me personally, that's what I like. So, let's move right along. Let's talk about best exclusive of the year. This time we're going to go around Robin again. And Swirly, what was the best exclusive for the year for you?
I mean, should I say Gears of War Judgment?
It's only part of the greatest story ever told.
That'll be a fucking joke, right?
But
it's not true. A two could spoil it. I know you'd even play it.
I didn't. But in all seriousness, if your answer isn't The Last of Us, then you're wrong.
Which means your opinions are invalid. You can't even have a valid opinion if it isn't The Last of Us.
I mean, it is The Last of Us, and yeah, there's no other competition.
Totally co-signing that.
What the fuck are these other pieces for?
Madden's Lego games. Okay, so we got Nub and we got Swirly on The Last of Us. Med, what was the best exclusive of the year for you, as far as gaming goes?
I didn't play any exclusives.
Yeah, you didn't even finish The Last of Us. You fuck.
I wouldn't name that game. What other exclusive came out that was just exclusive? I mean, I'm trying to think. Was Sly Cooper this year?
Sly Cooper was this year.
Gears. Okay, I really enjoyed that game. I didn't finish it. Gears was glorified DLC, so I'm not gonna.
Was God of War this year? Or was that last year?
PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale.
And God that was last year.
Was it Ascension was last year?
No, Ascension was this year, but All Stars Royale was in December of last year.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
earlier than that. It was earlier than that. It was in, like, October.
So what do you got?
No, it don't count. And God of War Ascension was, it's the same thing as fucking Gears of War, as far as I'm concerned. Glorified DLC, more of the same shit. What came out for Xbox that was exclusive?
We're talking about Xbox One to 360.
Xbox is a whole brand.
They had Forza 5, Dead Rising 3, Rise, God of War. I mean,
God of War.
God of War's on there.
Gears of War.
Cool.
And the State of Decay arcade game.
All right, so nothing really. I got nothing. Why am I on this cast?
Oh man, Jesus!
Why am I on this cast? I have not been paying attention. I guess I'll say Sly Cooper then. I'll say Sly Cooper because I get a lot of love. It was kind of ignored, and I surprisingly enjoyed that game. I did not expect to like it. I'm here thinking it's like some little kiddie shit because I wasn't really a big Sly Cooper kid. And then like I play it, and I'm like, oh shit, this game. Makes a genre that I'm not really into, and that's stealth. I'm not a big stealth guy. They made it fun. I dug it. I bought it. I'm going to play more of it. As of right now, since it wasn't exactly too many options to turn on the exclusive of the year, I'm going to say Sly Cooper, just to be a little different. Give it some love.
Was Sly 4 cross-buy or cross-play? Or was it both?
It was cross-buy.
Cross-play. It was both.
It was both,
baby.
Oh.
Another reason to love it.
Yeah, I definitely played more on my Vita.
Once I finally bust into the Sly collection, I'll finally get it.
I'm sorry, Swally. Go ahead, Swally. I apologize.
I was just saying, once I finally bust into the Sly collection, I'll pick up Sly 4.
Okay, I got my. I take that back. I love Sly Cooper. Definitely deserves honorable mention, and I will meet underappreciated. I'm gonna give that some love. But I can't believe this slipped my mind. Best exclusive of the year, hands down. No fucking contest. Pokemon X and Y. There it is.
Jesus.
Without a doubt in my mind. In a landslide, and it's not even fair because it's not close. All right, this is Michael Jordan separating himself from the pack. All right,
Zelda's not even close to it.
I'm sorry, I didn't play it yet. All right, but nah, there's for me, I got a bias. All right, I'll be the first to admit it. I got a bias.
I think it's gonna come up later on this round,
and it's everything else. All right, Zelda, I do want to play that. I haven't played it yet, so I can't really say something.
I heard that's pretty damn good.
I've heard good things.
All right, put it this way, all right? Pokemon in 3D got me to buy a 3DS. Best decision I made outside of ordering a fucking Ninja Turtles fan again.
you know, Nintendo put out some pretty decent exclusives this year. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it anywhere near The Last of Us, but Super Mario 3D World was a fantastic game.
Cat Mario made that game what it is today. That is not a slight. That is a plus.
That cat suit was fucking awesome. That was a blast.
Definitely. I can tell you as far as best exclusives go for myself. Sled 4 is pretty good. It deserves a lot of love. The same thing with the newest Ratchet and Clank game. I'm not going to call them both budgeted titles, but they have a lower price range, and they both have tastes of their certain genres and how they play it as. However, the best exclusive that I have actually played to completion, meaning I have not finished The Last of Us, shame on me. I will go back and finish that later on.
Yes, shame on you.
I think that's surprising.
You're rushing around getting the PS4. You haven't even finished one of the best games the PS3 ever had.
You are the worst.
Yeah, you're formerly a PlayStation guy and firmly a Naughty Dog guy. This is very surprising to me.
I was all about the Uncharted games. I got The Last of Us. I will go back and I will play it. Our clown shoes. This might feel a certain portions of this podcast to me not finishing it, but the best game that I've
No. This is beyond clown shoes. I mean, you're the fucking dude from It at this point, all right?
Shut your face.
You're the worst.
Best exclusive for me, I gotta say Resogun. Basically, it is the game that keeps me getting back to... It was the game that kept me coming back to playing on the PlayStation 4 before I started picking up other games like Assassin's Creed 4. You know, like Lego Marvel Superheroes. When I didn't want to play Contrast, when I didn't want to play Blacklight Retribution, when I didn't want to play anything else that they had free or for download on the PlayStation Store or PlayStation 4, I always went back to Resogun. It's a very fucking addictive shooter game.
Still not touching
any. I know. Yeah, I'm very mad about that. Like you said before, with high scores, multiple ships that you can work with, the strategies, multiple difficulties you got to work your way through, and stuff that you can unlock later on. It's got co-op. Obviously, you can stream it with other people online. Hell, contests, whatever the hell you want to do. It's one of the best exclusives I've played for this year. That's my pick. So, now let's talk about biggest letdown of the year. Matt, I'm looking at you. What was your biggest letdown of this year?
I'm still building my fucking Lego, guys. Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
What's that fucking Lego set?
You know I'm not prepared, alright? Have you not figured this out yet? I am not prepared for this. You know what the biggest disappointment was? You as host, alright? How about that? Alright, fuck you, Jay.
Wow. You like that.
I'm kidding. I apologize. You know what? I apologize. I apologize for that. That was over the line. Alright.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that. There might have been some truth to it, a lot of truth to it, but I shouldn't have said it.
Give me some of your biggest letdown of the year. What do you got?
Biggest letdown of the year? Sony's treatment of the Vita. And their biggest letdown of the year, Sony's treatment of the Vita, and their basic non-existent push of Tearaway. From what I've heard, that game is fucking amazing in terms of vision and creativity. And the fact that, what, a month after the release, they're selling it for $17 just trying to give it away with no commercial push for it at all is just kind of sad when this is basically your one of two exclusive that you have on this fucking dying system. All right? The other one being Killzone, but let's face it, you get a first-person shooter anywhere. A game like Tearaway, this is something you can only play on the Vita. And the fact that you're not pushing it when you should be is a huge disappointment to me. Right. Anything else out there that I consider a disappointment, like Batman Arkham Origins, I'm not going to really count because I didn't expect much going in. Alright?
Yeah, I can definitely agree when it comes to the Vita. They were making this big push last year, how they were going to put games on this thing. People should still give them credit for allowing the Vita to stay alive this long. They're going to push it. Do this, all this other stuff, like you were saying before, with the game Tearaway. Fucking... This is one of the only games that actually uses all the different parts and pieces of the Vita itself that they pimped whenever they pushed the Vita out the first time. They got the back touch system, they got the camera, the speakers, everything else that you want, all the little doodads that you can play with on the Vita to play with this Tearaway game. Nothing else that they had promised that they would use from the system on any of the other real games other than maybe like Uncharted with the back touch stuff. They don't really use on the Vita, and now it's pretty much just a glorified PlayStation 4 walk away and play on the can system, or use as an extra PlayStation 4 controller. That's it. That's all it's been turned into, which is sad. So, kind of sucks. Just wanted to sound a line now. Swarlos, what's your biggest letdown of the year?
Oh... There's a handful I could say. I could go with Battlefield 4 and their awful launch. I won't.
Because is it still going on right now as we speak?
It's slowly getting better. I could go with SimCity and one of the worst launches of all time.
Was that this year?
Yeah, it was in May or June. And that was just bad. But I won't go with that either. You know, Aliens Colonial Marines was a pretty big damn letdown. I know that was getting a little praise beforehand and then just comes out and is just one of the biggest piles of crap ever. But personally, my biggest disappointment has to be Dead Space 3. Love Dead Space 1 and 2. Absolutely love them. And then I get Dead Space 3, and it is completely different from what the series is supposed to be, and it's just, it was a real fucking shame. I almost wanted to cry.
Almost. I would understand as far as a selling point that the way that they were pimping the co-op, it had to be an action game. But as at the expense of what Dead Space is... Yeah, I can see your point with it being a big disappointment if you really dig the series.
I mean, I absolutely love the... Just, I mean, it wasn't... 3 wasn't scary at all. I mean, I don't... I just don't want another generic shooter. I wanted Dead Space, and that was not Dead Space.
And if you want... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I don't need to go into that. Go ahead.
I was going to say to go back to your aliens example. If you can treat Dead Space and Dead Space 2 within like the Alien saga, like it feels like Alien. When you play Aliens, or when you play Dead Space 3, it feels like Aliens Resurrection. There's no real boogeyman scares in that. It's just a lot of everybody's going to get picked off until the end game where it's just you versus the final monster. And that's it. There's nothing really big, scary about it. Even when you're playing as the secondary character and him flipping out as you're going throughout the levels, him being affected by the marker, him seeing all this weird shit, it's nothing scary. It's just a lot of shit that's very annoying, repetitive, and you just want to keep on going throughout the story, but you can't because you get stuck at certain parts.
I mean,
when I play... Oh, go ahead.
the whole game, most of the game was outside. There were a lot of the time you ran into your team members, and I mean, that there's nothing scary about that. I want secluded in ships with the power cut out and fucking monsters everywhere jumping out at you. I mean, come on.
What's really weird is that
fucked up shit for the sake of fucked up shit.
What's really weird is that it should be very scary to be out in the cold blackness of space. Now, like, there's no air, and, like, I know they had the timed canisters that you can build your way up as you play along with the game, add more and more air for your character to where you can practically stay out in outer space as long as you want. That should be a scary moment for you. And yet they treat it as you're going from point to point, and it's not really scary at all. Your character's been through this stuff, and I understand that, but still, like, for as a player, when you're stuck out there, and you have no idea where you're supposed to go, that should frighten the fuck out of you. But it doesn't. So, I don't know. One more. Nub, what was your biggest letdown of the year?
God of War Ascension. I think I might just be burnt down on it, but it just didn't do much for me. And I was really excited for it.
Yeah, I'm all for backstories. But when they kept on pushing back and back and back and back as far as flashbacks, because in 3, they're just like, okay, well, Kratos is dead. Kratos isn't dead. Right. And this is just like, okay, well, they had that annoying thing like with Gears of War, Judgment. Where it's like, all these characters are either dead or not dead. It's like, well, if we go back in time, they're not dead technically, so we can continue on and keep adding on parts and pieces of the story beforehand, before even the first game. Well, when you have updated graphics, an updated engine, you can build more and more. It's just making the other games look like shit. So, I don't know. I do agree with you. I really wish that game was great after seeing how fucking awesome God of War 3 was. And now I'm hearing that they're making another one, hopefully. And hopefully it'll be good. Another one. I hope it's a good one. Because if God of War 4 fails, then other than making baseball games, I don't know what Sony Santa Monica is going to be doing.
I'm sure they'll think
of
something.
They'd have come with some of that hotness.
But no, you didn't even like the multiplayer. I thought you got into that for a little bit.
Oh, the multiplayer was fun. I mean, but just the whole package. I mean, I'm going to play God of War 4, the single player. Multiplayer is just a little something extra.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I didn't play it long. I played it for maybe 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you in the beta before.
Right.
I whooped the ass once.
Yeah, but you died like 20 times. Don't
No, you died, didn't. Don't even say that. That's not what happened. I killed you, and then you killed me.
And then I killed you again.
What the fuck? Even Steven, you killed me, and then I killed you, and then you killed me back, and I killed you. And we were talking shit on Twitter the whole time.
Then I put a spear in your face.
Yeah, and then I fucking ripped your head off, and then beat you with your own arm. It went back and forth like that. And the funny thing was, you've been playing longer than me, and you had magic and shit. I didn't even have magic, and I'm doing this shit, alright? So you can only imagine. But the point is, after the beta, I never saw you on that again.
During the beta, I went to go play death matches instead of teams, which was a lot more fun.
Now, you can have those moments in a game like that and still be let down, says a lot about the game itself.
By the way, MLB is Sony San Diego.
Yeah, that's right.
Not Santa Monica.
Okay, San Diego. Sorry.
No, you know what it was for me? It just seemed like they were playing it safe. Like, anytime you do a prequel like that, it seems like you're just playing it safe, all right? If you're doing a prequel, it's what happened before. It's like, you can't really fuck things up with it. So you can't really do too many, you know, challenging things with it. And this is
But in the same note, we did get the Star Wars prequels. And one was terrible. 2 was all right. And 3, you just couldn't fuck it up because you only had one direction to go.
Three had a lot of unintentionally hilarious moments in it, which is what made the movie.
Sure.
It was just, oh my god, it was almost like a half comedy, to be honest with you. Like, I still crack up on the ending scene when he's finally Vader and he finds out about fucking Panda Paris. No! I was dying!
You should have known I was coming a mile away, though.
But the way he said it,
I knew it was coming a mile away.
Oh,
I will say that's a unique way to get shoehorned in and having them show up for episode 4, 5, and 6. So, let's move right along, though. Most underappreciated, because my biggest letdown, very simply, is most of Sony's advertisement when it comes to the new games. Like, GT 6, I had all this time, all this push, all these years to put this game out for PlayStation 3. Didn't even hide a hair of it unless you asked, like, a person like Swirly who was really looking forward to the game. I didn't really see any advertisement for it.
They did just put out a new system, and I've been seeing a lot of PS4.
Yeah. You can still advertise for it. Like, I understand that you want most of everybody's focus and mindshare to be on the PlayStation 4, but you got shit like GT 6. Yeah, the brand new Ratchet and Clank game that came out the day the fucking system came out.
I know. That's crazy.
And that game's like $30. I know it's short, but it's still, from what I've been hearing, in all intents and purposes, it's a decent Ratchet and Clank game, and it wraps up the Ratchet and Clank future storyline quite well. It's not All for One. It's not the tower defense game that everybody was freaking out about too. It's a decent Ratchet and Clank game. Didn't hear hide a hair of it. Sly 4, one of the supposed to relaunch the Sly line. Nothing. Didn't hear anything about it. Fucking Tearaway. All this hype about it. Mini Molecules bringing out this big thing for the Vita system. Going to save the Vita. Nothing. Puppeteer was supposed to be a good game.
Had all this out.
Yeah, Puppeteer came out. Got okay reviews.
I heard that game's pretty decent.
Yeah,
that game came out.
It's a decent game, but you didn't hear hide or hair, but nothing.
Okay, I didn't hear hide or hair. That definitely, I'll give you that. Holy shit, I had no idea that game even came out.
Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond Two Souls, yeah. I mean, they put a lot of talk about. Oh, we have Ellen Page in there. We have Willem Dafoe in there, and Kadeem Hardison was in there too. Those are the three names that I know of in the game. And they were supposed to be like this big epic storyline that turned into a bunch of quick time events, which is understandable because that was what Heavy Rain was. Where you get away with David Cage, but still, you could have put more ads behind it. Something. Some advertisement. You're supposed to pimp these games out, Sony. You're not doing it. But, that was the biggest letdown for me. But we're going to go on to most underappreciated of the year. Swirly, what do you feel was most underappreciated when it came to gaming this year?
Most underappreciated. Man, that's a tough one for me. You know, I'm trying to think back to spring. Hopefully I don't leave anything out. I want to say Gran Turismo 6, because it is a very good game, and coming off of GT5, which isn't that the biggest selling PS3 title?
Yeah.
Which was that was an okay game, and this game just blows out of the water, and it's not selling well. But I think I'm gonna go with Splinter Cell Blacklist. I think with all of the fall games, that game just kind of has fallen by the wayside. Nobody really remembers it, and I really love that game.
I can definitely hear you when it comes to games like Splinter Cell. Because wasn't that game supposed to be like the answer to everybody asking, okay, where's Rainbow Six Patriots? And they're like, well, this is a Tom Clancy game, and it's got Sam Fisher, you guys should be happy, right?
I mean, the big thing was, I know, unfortunately, Conviction reviewed fairly decently, which was a shame because it was completely different from the rest of the series, and it was more of just a regular shooter game. And this game was a lot more like the previous games with stealth and whatnot, and it's definitely a top 5 game of the year for me. And I mean, it only came out three or four months ago, and you don't hear anybody talking about it anymore.
Yeah, what's really weird is that they were touting it as a return to form, like you're saying before, how Conviction was not what everybody expected, even with good reviews. And this was basically like, well, you know, we technically didn't fail with Conviction, but we want to get back to our quote-unquote roots. Even the multiplayer with Spies versus Mercs, people thought that was all right for when they were playing it. So they're just basically like, we kind of stumbled, but look how awesome this game was.
I mean, luckily, I think it did well enough that we'll still get more. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's just a shame that just a few months later, when we've got a few more games coming out, that everybody's just forgotten about it.
Well, hopefully it's not as forgotten as what, the recent Ghost Recon game? Was it Future Soldier?
That game was so fucking awesome.
Yeah, did it come out this year or did it come out last year?
Oh, it was last year.
Yeah, like a lot of the good elements, like the HUD displays, like you would see in Blacklist, like you would see like location designs and stuff like that. That stuff was from the Ghost game.
Yeah, that game was great. Definitely did not get the respect it deserved.
Yeah. So there's a lot of underappreciation when it comes to the Tom Clancy games that are named Hawks. So, no. What do you feel was most underappreciated when it came to gaming this year?
Sly 4.
That's a good choice.
Sly 4 just got looked over all the way around because people were just anticipating Last of Us coming out, and it came out, what, a month later? A month or two later? Yeah. So it Sly 4 for a month and then off to the back burner because Last of Us came out.
It's really weird when it comes to the Sly as far as how many mascots that Sony has come up with throughout the years since they gotten past Crash and Bandicoot. You got Ratchet and Clank, you got Jack and Daxter.
He's coming back.
Yeah, and then Sly comes back and he's got his usual crew and cast of characters behind him. Yet people can't understand that Sly was decent. Like, before Nathan Drake, there was Sly.
Right.
And yet everybody's like, eh, you know, it's cool, but Sly's alright. Isn't that great? I mean, Sly is pretty fucking great. People never understood that shit. Like, even when they got all three of his original games in with the Sly Cooper collection before Sly 4, like, I don't know if many people bought that at all.
I did.
I have it.
I did too.
Although Jay Han bought it for me last year for Secret Santa.
You have really good Secret Santas.
I know. Yeah, Jay Han bought me the Sly Collection and Grandma's Boy last year.
I remember that.
I've had two great years.
I can't say I haven't had a good year. I got a 360 once.
And Thomas gave me as an admin gift last year Astro A50s.
Goddamn. Nice. I don't know what the hell you've been doing, but Santa's been hitting you up pretty nice.
Thomas has been sucking some dick.
Whoa. I was just going to say I was being a cool guy, but...
Nope.
Yeah, so, hey, you're a really cool guy if you're getting all that stuff.
Unbelievable.
Ben, what do you feel was most underappreciated from gaming this year?
Oh, fuck, man. Why do you keep doing this to me, man? I mean, I was fucking with you. No, I got Devil May Cry.
That's a good choice, too.
I mean, it came out in January. It was like the first big gun to drop, but knowing Capcom's got to be Capcom, so it ain't going to get that much of a push. All right, the game was great. I know there was a lot of hate for it coming out originally because, you know, there was kind of like an American feel to it because Team Ninja was doing it. But I'm glad that they kept the original, you know, look for it. They didn't kowtow to what everybody was saying. You know, they had their vision. They stuck to it. The mechanics were still there. Alright, so it's just a new look for him, and at the end, it all comes full circle. Anyways, if y'all played the game, you know what I'm fucking talking about. Also, if I would have played the DLC, I probably would have included it, but I haven't gotten to it. Because again, overlooked game. Alright, I played through the main story, fun as fuck, the mechanics are fucking there. Alright, I could play that game at any point in my life, alright? I could fucking be sitting down for like a half hour just getting some Devil May Cry. Why? Because the game's that fun. Story ain't gonna do real shit for you. I'm gonna be honest. Story ain't the main part. But the mechanics are always there, alright? That's why I got Devil May Cry's most overlooked. Oh, go play that shit too!
Yeah, I always listen to, Games Radar's, I think it was like top 20 Game of the Years, and I think that was in like the top 10. Just based off the combo system alone. and how you can switch in between weapons and, like, you can switch between your guns, different forms, different stances, and just the way that you see YouTube videos of people just pulling off stupidly awesome combos that you wouldn't even think that you'd be able to do until you learn how they did it. And you do it on your own, and you just see how intricate the system was as far as the combat was concerned in the game.
Absolutely. Not only that, but just the level design. The vision that they have for that fucking game, the way they take it from Japanese roots and they just put their own spin on it. Like, the whole thing feels like a fucking oil painting. It's just, like, they take it to such different places where Devil May Cry really hadn't gone before, where you never really think to see Dante at, and they just flip it on its head, and it just fucking works.
Yeah, like, what else did I hear about in the review? The difficulty system, how you can work your way up to Dante Must Die mode. A lot of the time in, like, previous games, maybe in a series, how it just felt like a lot of enemies were arbitrarily added to the arenas. Maybe they're given more hit points, maybe they're just harder enemies. In DMC, I was hearing how it was unfair, but to the point where as long as you learn from your mistakes and learn where the placement of stuff was and how to actually, like, once you get to Dante Must Die, like, you're really fucking good at the game. Like, you know the combos, you know the moves about who you can, what you can use against what enemies, and how it kind of turns on the head a little bit from enemies switching around throughout the levels. But as long as you're good at the game, you can still beat it. It's unfair, but it's beatable. In other previous games, like, hell, cheapest stuff that you'd see online on PC games, like, I want to be the guy. That shit's, like, unfair to the point of breaking keyboards. I know you know a lot about breaking keyboards, man.
Fuck you.
So, to have a game like DMC do this stuff just gives you that sense of accomplishment that once you beat Dante Must Die mode, you're really fucking good at the game. And you want to put videos on YouTube and show other people how to do that. That's awesome. It's very unappreciated in the gaming these days, where a lot of people just stream and get no real substance out of it. So, if I would say something about most underappreciated, it would probably be the way Microsoft handled the Xbox One at E3.
And how that was underappreciated?
I will say this, that a lot of the money that the PlayStation 4 is banking from selling system after system after system after system originally stemmed from Microsoft saying and doing every single thing under the sun imaginable that would utterly sink smaller companies and smaller systems. And managed to pimp out the PlayStation 4 to the point that PlayStation 4 only had to say a couple words during their presentation, and everybody's rah-rah, PlayStation 4, we want this system first. We're pre-ordering now during E3 when this thing is almost going to be put on the assembly line. Beforehand, it was still more people with Microsoft. This is like the early tipping point towards PlayStation 4. Like, you'll still hear stuff about this, but not to the point where, like, maybe Sony should be thanking Microsoft for fucking up that hard, backtracking the way that they have been doing, trying to sell their system as well. So I feel it's underappreciated. But let's move right along. Now, Med, I know you're talking about Pokemon X and Y. Is that still... Could you say that's your best handheld title of the year?
What else is there? Oh, wait, no, there's Zelda. I didn't play Zelda. I can't really say that. Zelda's on the to-do list. Look, there's a lot of games I really want to play with this 3DS because the 3DS is very well supported. It has a quality game library. And you can't say that about a lot of other handhelds, right? I just want to put that out there. But Pokemon Y, without a doubt, absolutely. All right, put it this way. I'm full in on Pokemon, all right? I don't give a fuck, all right? I know I'm not being consistent, but I'll be the first one to call myself out on it. Alright? Pokemon is introducing a new banking system, alright? Which normally, if it was any other game, I would say it's bullshit. Alright? They only give you one free legendary Pokemon for signing this up. It's $5. Save as many fucking Pokemon as you want. Alright? I'm all in on this. Why? Because I'm a Pokemon guy, alright? So yes, Nintendo, take my fucking money, because Pokemon is the handheld game of the motherfucking year.
So glad you're adamant about it.
I mean, have you seen my 3D XL? Alright, it's fucking sexy as fuck. Why? Because it's Pokemon centric.
I didn't say it's a bad thing. I did Pokemon to a point. So, it's all good. Dub, what's the best handheld title of the year for you?
I'm pretty sure it's Soul Sacrifice on the Vita. That's also a pretty underappreciated game if you haven't played it. That game is legit.
Okay. You have any other qualifiers as to why it would be the best handheld title of the year?
Oh, because it's something that you can totally just lose yourself in. Like, yes, there's a story behind it. I truly did not understand the story, but I had so much fun beating the shit out of giant monsters.
Would you say, in comparison to a game like Monster Hunter, would it be up there in that league?
It's not quite Monster Hunter, but I don't have a Monster Hunter.
Okay.
I would be so happy if I had Monster Hunter.
Swirly, what is the best handheld title of the year for you?
You know, I've not played a lot of handheld stuff this year. I'm sure if I had a 3DS, I would definitely be picking either A Link Between Worlds or Pokemon X and Y. I haven't played them, so I can't really give it to them. I haven't even really started in on Blackgate either. You know, I mean, the only thing I can really go with is Killzone Mercenary, because I remember having so much fun in the multiplayer beta. I mean, I know Nub played with me.
I did.
That was fun. That was fun. I mean, it was. I mean, it felt like you're just playing a regular game. It was great.
It was very impressive. Very impressive.
I myself probably will have to disqualify my personal vote when it comes to best handheld.
Jake, come on, Jake. Show some love to Dragon's Crown. Now, technically, it doesn't count, but it kind of does.
I didn't play any handhelds. I didn't play any handheld systems this year. It was all based off the console. I didn't play anything on Vita. I didn't play anything on 3DS. Didn't touch one the entire game.
I thought you said you were going to dust off your old DS or whatever the fuck it was.
I have a Game Boy Color. I still have a copy of Zelda Oracle the Seasons on.
Nice.
Game Boy Color was awesome.
It was. I got a Game Boy SP. You know, yeah, I dust off some games too. Mostly Pokemon, but, you know, whatever.
You should get Soul Sacrifice, though. Do it. Do it.
Of course. I mean, I could easily go with, like, reviews and just go ahead and throw my lot in with Tearaway and how, again, they used basically every feature that came. They come standard on the Vita, whether it was patched in or actually included with the stuff on the handheld system itself. And all most titles didn't do that for the Vita or aren't going to do that for the Vita when it gets officially turned into the next PlayStation 4 handheld device. That's it. I mean, it's good marketing for them because they don't officially have to kill the Vita, but they do have to officially kill their game line unless you live in Japan. Even then, they're still playing off their fucking PSPs and everything else before that. So it didn't matter. Titles, though? I'd probably say maybe Pokemon. I mean, every time they put one out, everybody just goes fucking bananas. I mean,
they go into their hidey holes for months at a time.
We do.
I mean, people will walk into Toys R Us's, GameStop's, wherever, just to get a chance at perhaps getting some weird legendary Pokemon that otherwise they wouldn't get unless they traded with other people. And being the way the Pokemon is set up on the 3DS, how it used to be, you had to use like a
link cable.
Link cable.
Old school.
Used
to take it with me to middle school.
Hell yeah. Okay.
School bus.
That's what I'm talking
Everybody
about.
Everybody had one. Major deals were going down.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is totally cool.
Pokemon wouldn't evolve unless you traded them. It had to be traded.
Exactly. Without the school bus and the link cable, no one would have an Alakazam. Or a Gengar.
True story. And I had to have an Alakazam.
You had to. Kadabra wasn't cutting it after a certain point.
No. Nope. Right?
Everybody loves Haunter. But Gengar's got the power, man.
And now you get stuff where you get to play against people whole countries over with fucking friend codes and
yeah,
you want to
yeah,
trade
yeah,
through
yeah.
this. Yeah. And Pokemon X and Y allow you to do that. That's very fucking awesome.
And people shamelessly double dip when it comes to Pokemon.
That's right.
True. It's shameless. It's basically the same game with a couple of different Pokemon in one than the other. They buy both copies. No shame in it whatsoever.
Gotta have them all.
You gotta have them all.
Matt, are you gonna get the other one?
Of course I am.
He's a Pokey whore and he knows it.
I am, absolutely. I have to have that Dark Skin Charizard. Have them both. I have to have them both.
Okay.
Swallows, you're getting it soon, right?
Man, I want it so bad. There's part of me that just wants to take my GameStop shopping cart, delete it all, and on the 26th just get a 3DS XL and Pokemon.
Folly. I will hook you up with Pokemon if you need it, alright?
You hear
that? You get the hook up with Pokemon.
I will
jump right in the pool with him.
Alright? You need an Abra to start off with, I got you. Right.
I mean, it's gonna come down to a game day decision when I go out on the 26th for shopping.
I mean, my computer's filling up with Pokemon. Right, I'm gonna need that fucking bank code anyways. All right, I'm offering it to you. All right.
All right.
I need a Gengar too. I need an Alakazam again. All right. They only evolve through trade. I'm just saying. I don't trust these motherfuckers on the internet. Swally's good. Swally buys porn. I trust him.
Right? A lot of trust involved with that. Let's move right along to the best sports title of this year. Med, best sports title of the year for you?
NBA 2K, it ain't even close. Just shut it down right now. It's NBA 2K. Just stop.
I'm not going to say I disagree, but there is something that is close.
NBA 2K, they could release the same fucking game with fucking roster updates at this point, and it's good. All right, I know. Again, just going against what I usually say, but sports games are a different breed. All right,
there's a game out there that is.
All right, I'm just saying.
Just
no,
as good.
Not for me. It's NBA 2K and it's everything else in terms of sports games. Right, there's nothing like the NBA. There's nothing like the NBA. Sonics for life. Move it along.
Sonics, you did.
Fuck you.
Oh shit.
Aren't you on the East Coast? Why did you even give a shit about the Sonics?
Dude, when I was growing up, NBA Jam, that was it.
Fuck the Sonics.
Kemp and Peyton in NBA Jam were unstoppable. Un-fucking-stoppable.
I'm starting to think Med might be one of Sean Kemp's illegitimate children. That's why he needs Sonics so much.
I wish I was.
He'd probably be so much taller.
I'd be dunking in everything, alright? Of course, then I'd have a Coke habit, but, you know.
Hey, you know,
I'm gonna take some of the good with the bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some things are hereditary, and you may just end up like that.
Sorry for those out there who have Coke habit or watching some of the Coke habit.
No, you cut that shit.
Right, we just lost half our audience. Nice.
Len Bias fans, sorry. I'll throw it out there too. What is the other sports game of the year, since we are talking about NBA 2K?
It's between 2K and MLB The Show.
There we go.
It is no doubt, and I'm not even a baseball fan. I don't even like the MLB. I prefer watching college baseball, but MLB The Show is something, it is as close as you're going to get to the real thing, like, as far as simulation is concerned. 2K does a good job, but there's some shit still going on there. Like, I was playing earlier today, and I went 17-20 from three point in the game on 10-minute quarters. It just doesn't happen like that. But the show is it's almost like I can't even really describe it because like what you see on TV is what happens in that game. Like the amount of as the graphically. The game is crazy, and it's about to get crazier with the PS4. The animations, the strategy involved with just playing the game. It's, I mean, the show is my sports game of the year. And FIFA, let us not forget FIFA. I don't care if you don't like soccer. FIFA is the best selling game in the world.
FIFA will definitely get a special mention if none of us actually put it. Our hand forth as far as FIFA is concerned, like you're saying before, basically because some people might buy Madden, a lot of people buy it in North America in certain parts.
I bought Madden, and Madden is a good Madden game,
but everybody buys fucking FIFA everywhere on the fucking globe. That's why it's great. Everybody digs that fucking game. But going back to your MLB The Show talk, though, I pretty much buy the show, have bought the show every year.
I know, you lost. Years. Totally lost.
I know.
Like, the last 3 years, you had a lead.
Streamed it, and lost somehow, it. I don't understand why we couldn't keep that video on the stream, but it was still a good game for me.
Wait, was that, were there more games played after game one?
No, pretty much one after that.
He disappeared.
Was that supposed to be an epic seven-game series?
He shamed himself. He forfeited.
He forfeited?
I didn't forfeit. I lost the game.
Never showed up again after
as far as the best of series, it basically hit like Darkman and just left. I'm gone. I'm back in my cave with my bandages.
So you quit?
Yeah, pretty much nope on the series.
You forfeited. It's a forfeit. It's a forfeit by no-show.
But what I'm getting at is...
That's like suicide by cop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. But we're ending the year out with a fucking bang. Fuck you.
A little bang.
It's fucking awful. But yeah, when it comes to games like the show, especially like stuff like presentation, I mean, we hear stuff like how MLB 2K has slightly better presentation depending on what you consider the announcers, but they're working on that when it comes to the show. It's not just putting out roster update after roster update. There's always some little tweak, rather if it's making stadiums look better, making players look better, uniforms look better. If somebody has something as simple as switching out a pair of Ray-Bans, they do that shit in roster updates. Don't they do up to date throughout the year as far as stats go for online updates and stuff?
Yeah.
Like if going through dynasty mode, things like that.
They usually do. I mean, I don't go off of Sony San Diego's rosters because I like to download the ones over at the site that we used to not mention.
Can we mention them now?
I don't know. They haven't come up in, like, a long time. But they put out minor league rosters, and I like having them. Minor leaguers have names, so... But, yeah, they do, I'm pretty sure they're, like, weekly rosters, and, I mean, they're on top of that shit.
Just knowing that you have the option like that to put those rosters into the game is something special when it comes to a baseball game. Because a lot of people like yourself... A lot of folks on virtualsportsnetwork.com sign up for the forums today. A lot of folks are really into baseball, and they really like the up-to-date stuff when it comes to stats, when it comes to rosters, when it comes to whether somebody bats left or righty this week, or who's out and who's going to be up as far as bullpen is concerned. The show usually has it down to a fucking T. That's very good when it comes to sports title, because usually... You could put out a fucking cookie-cutter game like Madden was a couple of years before they switched up to next gen. I mean, yeah, they put some extra bells and whistles when it came to doing franchise mode and stuff like that, but it wasn't really taking that next step. MLB The Show always feels like it's taking steps towards making the perfect baseball game. And now that we're getting into next gen and you're seeing all the stuff, like I said before, with next-gen graphics and what they can do later on, there's a lot of hope for the future. And I don't know exactly what 2K is going to do with the MLB series. Have they stopped doing that? Or have they announced that they're going to do anything for next or anything?
It's done. Their license, their exclusive third-party license ran out in 2012. And just so they could get, just so 360 could have one last baseball game, they did like a little one-year deal, and it was basically just a roster update. So yeah, there's, unless EA puts their foot back in the ring and brings MVP back, there's nothing.
I know that EA has the Japan League baseball, but obviously it's not coming over here in the States unless you import it. So yeah, basically, Sony has their thumb on baseball. Of course, that's a good thing, because they're actually doing stuff with it, so... Yeah, I guess that'll be my vote as far as sports titles are concerned. Swirly, you agree, or do you have anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really throw my hat into the sports ring this year. I did get to play NHL because we got a review copy. That was good.
Free sports games, thank you.
I mean, it's really just the three horse race with NBA, FIFA, and MLB. I try to stay away from FIFA because I know I'll lose my life in that game. I don't even really care about soccer, but it is
so fun. It's
great. I haven't played NBA 2K in a while. I know it's a great game though, but I'm gonna have to go with MLB, and I am super excited to see what they throw out in March for the PS4.
It'll be so crazy. Can't wait for the DLC deals. I'm kidding. Yeah, I do agree with your point when it comes to FIFA. I'm very fucking bad at FIFA. It's something that is very exciting when you play against another person playing on the pitch. So, yeah. I don't know. Fuck it. So three-way tie for those games. Hope they do good this year, too, for next gen. Or upcoming next-gen games. Let's move right along for best character of the year.
Holy shit.
Ooh, it's going to be toughy. Nub, best character of the year for you.
Joel. Cuz. Troy Baker.
Fucking A right.
It's a very pretty man. I like that Troy Baker. He's very good looking.
It's like you have something against Troy Baker, but you know Troy Baker's the fucking man.
I can hate on him, but god damn it was this year. It's ridiculous. And to have a character like Joel.
I mean, you see him just as himself, Troy Baker, and then you go play the game. That's some fucking good acting.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it is. It's not. I mean, if you had no idea that he was in that game, there would be no way you would know that was Troy Baker.
Never know.
I mean, it's kind of the same way with Nolan North as that bad guy in that game. You would have no idea.
Right.
Ben, how about you? Best character of the year.
Crap.
I already know what you're going to say.
What?
Just say it.
No, say something. I'm curious.
Songbird.
Damn it. Nub knows me really well.
Fucking ringtone.
Jesus Christ. I swear, I thought you were going to say Booker. I really did, Nub. I thought you were going to say Booker. Because Booker's like the easy answer. And it's completely wrong.
And also Troy Baker.
it's totally wrong, though. Like, Booker's basically a supporting character. Like, he'd be like four plays out of that whole thing. Like, first it's Songbird, it's Lizzie, and then it's Comstock. And then it's what's his face? Booker, whatever. But not Songbird. Doubt a doubt. Songbird! Fucking shit up in that fucking place. I love that game so fucking much.
It's going back on my Steam list right now.
It is so fucking
damn. It's going back on the Steam list right now.
It's because, like, in the entire world of Bioshock games, the entire city is a fucking dishonorable place full of fucked up atrocities, fucked up people, and just a fucked up concept. It looks like heaven on earth, but the undertones of it are just so fucked up. And just amoral, and then the lone innocent the entire game, and this even includes Elizabeth, who gets her hands dirty about midway through, is Songbird. Because throughout the whole game, what's he trying to do? Like, he's basically like a big kid trying to get back, you know, almost, I can't say between, like, you know, a mother to a child, or just like a father to a daughter, which is basically the same thing, alright? Basically the thing is, Booker steals her from him. And the whole game, he's just trying to get her back. All right. In a sense, if you look at it that way, you're pretty. Joel's. I mean, what's we call it? Booker's trying to be a bad guy in this. All right. I see Songbird as the only innocent in that entire game, and just like I really empathize with his search to get her back through it, and then the ending just ties it all forward. All right. Without a doubt, Songbird, my boy. That DLC better come out. I want to play as him.
I hear you. I mean, with Booker DeWitt, basically everybody digs playing the anti-hero. He's very much an anti-hero, especially once you hear about the shit he got into before he came.
He's a gigantic piece of shit, and in a sense, it kind of humanizes him, all right? Like, I get it. I understand it. I know what he's doing. You know what you're doing. Right from the get-go, this is a job to him, all right? Throughout the way, he tries to redeem himself a little bit. He's not all bad, apparently. You know what I mean? He ain't all good. He's a shade of gray, all right? But Songbird is it.
Okay. Swallows, best character of the year for you.
Man, there are some good ones. It's tough to not go with... shit, I just completely brain farted.
He derped. What he hurt? Come on, buddy. I know you got it in you.
Trevor from GTA. He was awesome throughout the entire game. I'd love to go with Joel, too. I mean, he's a great character. But since Nub picked him, I'm gonna go with someone else. I'm going to go with Ellie from The Last of Us. I don't think I've ever cared for the well-being of a character in a game as much as I have with Ellie.
But you try really hard to save her.
I mean...
And always trying to keep an eye on her when you're playing.
She did a great job. It was... Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention to the story and you're more worried about the mechanics, it completely ruins your sense of the atmosphere. But if you're really deep into the story, like been playing for a couple hours, all you want to do is make sure that she doesn't get whacked by like some weird monster or some like maniac trooper that's out there with a gun, because you actually want to protect this girl. Like the other two times that I've actually felt that way when it came to a game like that was... Walking Dead with Clementine.
Before you killed her.
She did that to herself, man. She did it to herself.
The long-running VSN arcade radio joke.
Look, it was either me or her, and it turned out to be her every fucking time. I'm just saying. I don't understand this whole season 2 shit. That's what's going to happen in my save.
That was you do. Zombie Clementine.
Yep. It's weird. It's going to be like Zombie Marston. Creepy. Supposed to. All right, hit X for hit R2 for zombie noises all day. Creepy. Definitely playing as Joel. You want to make sure that your friend doesn't eat it. And when you're playing as Bioshock and playing as Booker, you got the same feel.
I mean after. Playmaker. After losing Joel's girl at the beginning of the last
year. Yeah, verse, like you immediately fell.
You can't.
That fucking killed me.
You can't. You just can't go. Minutes. I mean, you can't
wait,
go through
wait,
that again.
Wait.
What?
The prologue.
Okay. I understand that. I thought you were talking about the other one.
No.
Like, no. I haven't.
Actual daughter.
Okay. I haven't played that game. I haven't played Last of Us in a while, so I watched somebody streaming The Last of Us, like just starting it up for a 24-hour stream. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there watching him play the prologue again. Like, I was just like, all right, well, whatever. You get to the end of the prologue, and I'm like, I'm kind of hoping that Joel and his daughter make it through, having forgotten what happens at the end of the prologue. And then when it does, I'm just sitting there, like, stunned. And it goes towards the voice acting, it goes towards the placement of where the story pieces are at on the screen, and it goes towards the writing. And it definitely helps out with the character of Joel, seeing that this massive loss in the middle of all this chaos is what forms him into who you play as later on, during the actual beginning of The Last of Us. This guy's a hardened man, and basically the only thing in his life that's worth living for has been taken away from him. Basically he has to struggle to survive and become... basically a monster.
I mean, that was without a doubt the saddest moment in a video game I've ever witnessed. And
I had to pause the game. I did. I just paused it immediately. Like, gosh, my head's messed up.
And I mean, once Ellie comes into the game, it's just, you can't, there's no way you want to put Joel through that situation again. So, I mean, it's eyes on her the whole way. Just making sure she's okay.
Okay. Okay, well, I agree with that. That was a very touching scene. I do remember that.
That was sad.
I thought you were talking about Homegirl about, I don't know, what, 3 hours in. I thought you were talking about her. I was about to say,
oh,
really?
Tess?
Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about that.
Ah, fuck Tess.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one that felt like that. Okay.
I kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah, I saw
it. I tried to kill her 3 times before that.
Wow.
Oh, why'd you dislike Tess, man?
She just kept bitching at me. Constantly. Well, hereditary. And well, I'm sneaking, I'm sneaking around these monsters, and I'm like watching her to see what she's doing, because I'm failing a couple times, because I had it on the hardest difficulty. And I'm watching her bump right into these motherfuckers, like, eat this bitch, goddammit! Holy shit!
I don't know what the hell you're doing, but you're
the whole character. The whole character I just detested. I did not like her. I tried to kill her 3 times at least. There was this one scene where you gotta go through the library and they all come at you and you gotta swing the garage door down.
Yeah.
Alright? I jetted through that whole thing. Alright? I basically used her as a human decoy. So they're all going after her at this point. I'm rushing through it. To do it, I don't know how she got in, because I didn't wait for her. Alright, so she did some, like, magic teleport shit, alright? I tried to kill her 2 more times after that. Alright? The game wouldn't let me. Thankfully, it does it on its own. And that was a really good moment for me. That was a part that I really enjoyed.
Wow, ice cold, man. Ice cold.
I really enjoyed that part. I'm like, finally, yes! Like, that was, a big highlight for me. Like, oh, man, yo, she gets it. She gets it, yo.
Yeah. She slid under the gate right before. Just like fucking Indiana Jones grabbed her hat afterwards, too.
Well, no, it wasn't even like that, because it was close. She teleported between walls. She was just a Nightcrawler shit.
If you're ignoring the actual story and you're looking at the basic game mechanics, and you're like, yeah, there's a lot of teleporting to where you're at, which is nice, because you don't have to wait for characters and shit. Kind of weird. A lot of the times the computer isn't paying attention to your secondary character. So you look at Ellie and you're like, okay, well, Ellie is running in front of like a bunch of fucking soldiers. What the fuck are you doing? There's a bunch of spotlights on you. What are you doing? Get back here.
Or there was like instances where I knocked out a guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And mistakenly, all right, there's dudes coming like, I gotta run, get out of here. It's a stealth game, right? So I just leave him there. So he's laying down right in the doorway, and another soldier comes out. I'm hiding behind this fucking trash because I don't want him to see me. He should know something's up because it's a dead body. He's standing right over a dead fucking body. He walks over him, looks around. Well, everything's okay here. Walks right back inside. And it was like a light moment just to break all the tension. But it just, at the same time, it like kind of took me out of it. It took me out of it while doing that. And that happened a few times. You build this tension up, and something like that happens. All right, it's not the story's fault. I'm not blaming on the story, but mechanically, shit like that will take me out of it. Especially when you demand that your story and you demand that you take the subject so fucking seriously. Shit like that will take me out of it.
What's really the subway station where you have to get your way out of the city and you have to avoid all those clickers. And my first instance in noticing that the game is watching you and you only. Everything else is just happenstance, or you know. You have to think in your head, protect this person, but otherwise they're just, you know, a set of pixels, a couple of storylines that were said in the middle of a fucking recording studio. But yeah, that clicker sequence going through the first time where you actually, Tess is with you at the time, going through the subway station on the way through Pittsburgh, or to Pittsburgh. Just going through that clicker section and noticing that the clickers aren't going after Ellie. They aren't going after Tess. But the damn well are going after me all the fucking time. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching people just run right past clickers. But when I do it, and I don't have a ship on me, I am El Fuckoed right there. I am donezoed. And that happened like 10 fucking times before I realized, you know what? That's the computer mechanics, but... It's one hell of a game for me to be able to ignore that shit.
Wait, Jay, did you play it on normal or did you play it on, like, the harder difficulty?
I played on normal for the story, and I got my ass chewed up by the fucking game still.
I want to know if the game is where if they grab you, it's, like, instant death on normal, or is
you're done if you don't have a shiv. You're fucking done.
Okay, it's instant death if they grab you then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, alright, fine.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way when they had the fucking boomer zombies later on. And I got to see what the hell happens when they grab you. And you don't have anything on
you. Are those the tank motherfuckers?
Yeah, they basically cut. They have to cut away. Because if they don't, this game's an adults only. Because this shit only gets worse.
So pissed off during that first fight with him. Because you're in the gym.
Yep, you're in the gym.
And everything's building up to that. Everything's building up. So I was real careful through that level to just use my knives and just to save my pipe bombs. Alright? I made the max amount of pipe bombs that I can make because I'm figuring, okay, you know, it's just building. In case of emergency, I'm going to need these fucking things. I see this tank coming after me. Alright? This tank breaks through. I'm like, oh shit, it's about to get real. And that dude goes down so fucking fast, it was funny. Like, that was such a disappointment of a fight.
Well, if you had everything.
If you're prepared for that shit,
Leading up to it, the game was so unforgiving to that point. And then when I played him, it was just like, three pipe bombs on the floor, bang, 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 he's dead. I'm like, really?
Yeah, if you're fully stocked, then yeah, he'll go down easy. But if you're not fully stocked, that bitch, he doesn't go down quick at all.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna laugh those things out. I'm like, okay, I got three of these. I got two shivs on me. All right, I shoot, and I got a little bit of medical. All right, I might make it out of here. You know, thinking I don't even have enough to fight this motherfucker because the way the game's been before. And then just for him, I was just like, all right, well, there's something else coming because I know it wasn't that easy.
Yeah, I walked in that room,
and it was.
I walked to that room ill-equipped, and it turned into the ending of the fucking original Day of the Dead. My head was getting squeezed, my brain was coming out, and all I could hear was screaming, and then the shit went to black 3 or 4 times before I figured out that fucking end of that sequence. I got it, though. Very rewarding.
I was just shaking my head, like, man, bring another tank at me. Like, come on now.
There's okay. two in the room, you're fucked. Don't just act all fucking
worried
about that shit. If there's more than one.
I'll let you know. You end up having to go through a hospital. You get separated. You have to go through a hospital. And, yeah, you don't want to. Let's just say that.
There's stuff later on where you, like, turn on a generator and, like,
water. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I turned that generator on the first time thinking, yeah, something great will happen. No. Everybody hears you, and you are just done. And I'm sitting there like, what? Oh, God. There's, like, 50 of these fucking things. I got 2 shotgun shells and I'm just dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
Oh my god, I wouldn't even use that fucking thing, figuring like something bigger's gonna come at me. Like, I would go out of my way to hoard shotgun shells and not use that gun. Seriously, like, I'm trying to shoot motherfuckers with an arrow, one shot,
That's exactly what I did.
Even though I didn't like using the arrow, I would prefer to use the shotgun, because the shotgun in that game is awesome.
It's like playing a video game and saving the rocket launcher for that one boss battle, but you
exactly. Because the whole thing is you gotta be a hoarder in that game, right? Like, that's the whole theme of it, isn't it? It's one of the main themes in it. Alright, you're scavenging for everything. Exactly, you're scavenging for everything. Alright? Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, Ellie over there's got the unbreakable blade, but let's not get into that. She got the adamantium blade, so, you know.
Definitely. It's really weird that a bunch of people own a lot of pairs of scissors throughout the world. Nothing else. Like, that was the thing that people left behind.
But duct tape! God forbid you find duct tape, right?
It'll be duct tape, cockroaches, and Twinkies at the end of the world. That'll be it. And scissors.
No, there'll be scissor pieces. No duct tape. Yeah. No duct tape anywhere.
If I had to say best character, yeah, I would agree with the Joel vote. He's this broken dude, and you basically playing as Joel throughout the game, just struggle to survive and do what you can, what you must to get to these areas. Whether you play it easy, normal, hard, or even worse. And then you're rewarded by reskins and Jack and Daxter type stuff, which is kind of funny. Very cool, though. And it's worth playing over and over and over again. You know, I don't want to play that Pearl Lock over and over and over again because it makes me sad every time.
Also, then just watch it.
It's true. If you can skip it, okay. Otherwise, no. That brings us to... Swirly, how do you want to do this? Do we want to start with the BSN's Game of the Year vote, or do we want to start with Best Game Through Us?
Are we done?
We're not quite
BSN
done.
Oh, we have the last one, though.
Let's announce BSN's.
All right, BSN's official vote. Now, is Threat closed?
It is.
Okay. The official Game of the Year voting, according to virtualsportsnetwork.com, set up for the forums today.
Are you serious?
We're looking at this right now as far as the votes are concerned and tallied. Tied for fourth place was The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, and Temple Run 2. That would be a joke. Third place, BioShock Infinite. Oh, God. Sights down. Glad I haven't said and up here. And it was actually a tied for first place, 14 votes apiece between Grand Theft Auto 5 and
Break
the
that tie. Break it down. Break the tie right
I told
now.
You guys I had a statement, though. I'm not going to vote.
No,
I can't vote.
Break
now.
The tie.
Okay, Temple Run 2 gets another vote. Fuck it. No, I have to say, like, it's really hard to penalize both of these games, The Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto V. Both had superb stories. I felt that The Last of Us had a better, more concise story. Grand Theft Auto V kind of meanders, and every time you hear about it, there's always talk about how when you play as Michael, basically, he's the character that you would play as throughout a previous Grand Theft Auto game, and this is what happens after you win. With Trevor, it's basically his conscience come back to haunt him, even if it's just this dude that's highly corrupted, and when he's not consistently overdosing on meth and speed, basically he's the voice of reason, which is very funny, because he's an awful fucking human being. And Franklin is basically the character that you would play as if it was just him in the Grand Theft Auto game. Like, he's CJ 2.0. Basically, he has morals and he has qualms about certain things until later on when he realizes that if he wants to make a lot of money, he has to throw his moral choices away, especially at the ending.
Jay, why does he gotta be CJ? Why, is it because he's black?
Definitely because.
Wow, Jay.
Damn it, Jay.
Because he starts at a place where he's most comfortable throughout the game, and then he gets a tip that he can work his way up, and he wants to get out of his social place in life. Basically, he's okay with being the repo man working for the car dealership, but when he hears about how he can work on a diamond heist with a guy that he figures out that he knows his way around this shit.
It's because
he's going to
make
the big score, and he's going to work his way up. And then he gets that mansion out in the hills, and it's fine. He gets to make his money. He gets to go on more and more heists. He makes more and more money. He gets to buy those material things. And then he realizes at the end that even though he left, basically the best people in his life happen to be the guy that had some Apache blood in him. So, people that he
left
behind.
Does he get back to his girl or not?
No, she gets married, and basically that whole storyline turns into spoilers. Sends her a text saying that he's happy for her and he wishes her the best of luck. That's the last night you're ever. She gets married to the doctor. That's it. Which is good, because if she was tied in with the shit that Franklin was getting into, especially fighting against rogue government agents, the fucking CIA, the FBI,
Franklin had some kind of STD with as many strippers as I was having them.
Fucking ridiculous.
I beat the game in a day, 2 days, if you don't recall. I did a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
No, did you bang the hookers from, like, all the spots?
Everywhere.
Really? So you got them, like, trailer hookers, and then, like...
Yep. I take them to the mountains, and let the car rock for a few. When they get out, I just beat them in the knees.
The knees?
Yeah, the knees.
You didn't take them over to the cannibal court? Or cannibal,
No, that's way too much work. No, that's way too much work. There's a lot of driving. Like, by the end of that, I was done driving. I wanted to just fly or teleport. I wanted quick travel so bad.
Yeah, it's tough to get up that mountain, too.
Yeah, I wanted quick travel so bad.
Flying's awesome.
What I will penalize Grand Theft Auto 5 for, but I won't for Last of Us, it has to be with multiplayer. Multiplayer Last of Us and We've all played together in multiplayer matches, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Jay sucks. That's what I remember.
Oh, Jay always sucks in every game.
Your face sucks. Your face sucks too, Nub. But yeah, with Grand Theft Auto V, rather it wasn't finished, or rather that it was rushed out, or rather it wasn't complete, but it just... I can't fault Rockstar for not thinking ahead, knowing that this game was going to be one of the top sellers for this for the current gen and not next gen. And now they didn't think that perhaps everybody and their grandmother jumping onto their servers would like completely destroy what they had going. And they're trying to get everybody fit on the servers. They can't get all the DLC together. They have to pay everybody $500,000 just to placate them. And then by that time, everybody's left to play other things because they finish out the single player and they're done pretty much. There's nothing else to do on multiplayer. I mean, right now, they've managed to fix most of the bugs. Everybody can get on the servers just fine, and they have a lot of DLC, like the Beach Film stuff. I think they just put in Capture Flag. You can make your own deathmatch stuff, make your own races, things like that. And yet people have moved on. They're done. They're ready to play other games. And it's another chance. It's another reason of Rockstar missing the boat when it comes to multiplayer. Even though they said they're going to do all these things, like obviously they can't do it automatically altogether because it's either not finished or it's not time to let it all out at the same time. They did the same thing with Max Payne 3. By the time they had all the DLC out, pretty much everybody that was super hardcore until it was kind of playing it, but not really, and everybody else was kind of passing fancy on this stuff, up and left. They were done with the game. Last of Us, people are still playing. Still playing the DLC, even though I think they only really put out like 5 extra maps and a bunch of new masks.
Single player. They're getting some single player DLC next year.
And they're getting single player DLC. Grand Theft Auto 5, all I've heard about is either multiplayer DLC that I'm probably not going to play until it comes on the next gen, or maybe some extra heists. That's it. Once you're done with the story of Grand Theft Auto 5, you're done. Until maybe they put out some story DLC, hopefully. But there's so much more to Last of Us versus Grand Theft Auto 5 as far as multiplayer is concerned. It's the only thing I'd penalize Grand Theft Auto 5 for. Both of them are excellent games. Excellent voice work, excellent settings, music, tone. If I had to be forced to vote, gun to my head, I think I would derive more enjoyment out of coming back to playing Grand Theft Auto 5 more than The Last of Us. I would feel right now. Basically, once you're done with the story, The Last of Us, you're just replaying it over and over again on more difficult settings. Grand Theft Auto 5, you can just find shit to do. And that's it. Or you can just go flying one day, or go riding on a train, or go on a motorcycle riding, or go online and play with your buddies and do all these other things. Whatever you want, you can do on Grand Theft Auto 5. And when it comes to next gen, we'll be able to stream that shit. It'd be awesome. Or you can do it now with the Elgato. The Last of Us, once you're done playing it, I mean, once you get through that exhaustive experience, do you really want to jump right back on board and do it all over again? Yep. Knowing what happens? Or having those same feelings happen again? You'd be depressed all the fucking time. Grand Theft Auto 5, I can go on a fucking jet ski.
I want those feels again.
Go on a jet ski. Go on a submarine ride if I want to. Go underwater and look for shipwrecks and shit. Fly a fucking biplane if I want to. Why not? So if I had to pick... Game of the year, Grand Theft Auto 5. There you go.
You really are the worst.
Yeah, you just wasted like 10 minutes of monologuing and shit, and you come out with that shit.
Poop in your mouth.
You can't see him, but I got 2 fingers for you pointed up in the air. There you go.
Is that a one hand joke now? You really are the worst.
Oh, you God. Jay.
You're putting way too much into that. I don't know what you're getting. This
is the absolute worst.
Fuck you, Nub. No one fuck. Jesus. Giving way too much shit over that. I don't care.
Game of the Year, Last of Us. Jay doesn't know what he's talking about. He lost his vote. He's
fired.
You're fired.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
You're fired. I'm taking over.
There you go. Grand Theft Auto 5 wins. Go fuck yourself.
No, threat's closed. You can't officially vote.
Yeah,
you guys asked me for 2 fucking hours for one
The last of us is game of the year.
And we already announced it, Todd, so.
Yep.
Whatever.
You can't all of a sudden decide to throw in your vote after the polls are closed.
Right. The thing is, if you're putting the vote, at least make it the right vote. You made it the wrong vote.
I'm calling bias right now, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Do it. Do it. You think I care? I don't care.
People agree with me online.
That's BSN's game of the year is Last of Us. It's Last of Us.
Down right now.
We're gonna move on. I'm taking over.
It's done. Moving on to the most looked forward to game of 2014. I'm just telling you.
What are you like? Three of the four of us has not even talked.
Because Nelk's fucking talking so damn much. What is your best game of the year?
Monologue for 14 minutes.
Well, if you give me a chance, I'll get to you until you fucking flapping your guns on the fucking time.
You're the most insensitive person on the entire internet. That is insane.
Fucking deal with it. Give me your best game of the year.
It's Last of Us. You're dumb.
All right, there we go. Med, what do you got? Best game of the year?
Oh, it's The Last of Us.
All right, you're dumb.
Yes.
Shut up, dumb. Probably best game of the year.
Last of Us. No other game has ever given me the feels that game has. Grand Theft Auto still doesn't even have their entire online out.
Yeah, we still don't have heists.
It came out a month later than the game. It was... Nobody could get on for, like, the first week. they rolled out stuff periodically. We still don't have heists. That's not even coming until 2014.
For next gen or PC, buddy.
Like, if you're down with broken games, Battlefield 4 is the game of the year. There you go.
Don't get me wrong, I love Grand Theft Auto 5 single player.
I did, but it is not game of the year.
But
it is
definitely not better than Last of Us.
Hey, Jesus. He has said it's spoken, alright? It's a tie.
VS is down.
Oh, now it's down. Now it's okay. Alright. Definitely okay to be opinionated.
Definitely a shout out to what was that other game that was nominated? That got a vote. Temple Run. Shout out to Temple Run 2. And shout out to fucking Legend of Zelda 2. Where else that game got a lot of love. Shout out to Bioshock. That was a great game. Shout out to Grand Theft Auto 5. That was also a great game. Shout out to Last of Us. They obviously got fans over here.
I'm very excited to play the Last of Us single player DLC.
That is going to end poorly, and you know it is. Not as far as the way it's going to be, the way it's going to be made and sold. That's going to be great. Just, I got bad vibes, man.
I'm not scared.
That's just going to end with a lot of people.
We don't need Hollywood. We don't need Hollywood cupcake endings for all our games.
All right.
I can deal with it.
With ships.
I mean, The Last of Us, the main game, doesn't give you all happy rainbows and unicorns endings. But you know what? It's still a fucking great ending.
And you turn into Mechagodzilla, it's pretty awesome. So you get to pilot that ship, fight the giant crab monster. Great. Okay. You got on best game of the year?
Yeah.
You guys voted for Best of Us. The Last of Us.
It is the best.
The Best of Us, The Last of Us. Alright, last topic before we go.
Awesome.
Let's talk about the most looked forward to game of 2014. I'm sorry, you, Med. I'll keep you on your toes. What do you got for me?
What the fuck's going on? Oh, yeah, Infamous. Infamous 2, Last Son. By far, nothing else is even fucking close. Alright?
Are you thinking about like a Pokemon Z?
Pokemon Z on the Wii U.
Because it's on the Wii U, that's why.
It's conditional.
One is their special edition Wii U coming out with Pokemon on it, because then, hell yes! Alright?
It comes with a Pokemon.
Like a real one?
With an actual
Pokemon? Yeah, an actual Pokemon.
Which one?
Dark Charizard.
I mean, I'm gonna have him burn all my meats.
I'm gonna have him just like fly me around everywhere.
It's my version of Falcon.
I'll have it burned down my workplace.
Yes.
It's going to be like Dinotopia. I'm just going to be flying around my charger everywhere. Jay, we'll finally play Order Up.
These eggs are overdone. Yeah, no shit.
Like Charizard, to Jay's house!
Criminal Falcor!
Yeah!
No, but definitely, it's infamous. It's by far. Like, what else is coming out that I can think of off the top of my head? Titanfall, which I'm really excited
for. I have a list of games.
Okay, you got a list of games off the top of my head, what I can think of. A Destiny? Looking forward to it. Honestly, what do I think about it? It is the primer for Borderlands Worlds, alright? That's what I'm really looking forward to, alright? Destiny is just like the primer for it, alright? Titanfall? It looks cool. I'm looking forward to it. What else is there? That's all I got. What?
The Order?
The Order? I don't care. I don't care about that game. I don't care. The Division! Oh, I really like the way it looks. Watch Dogs is the same camp. Watch Dogs and Division, put them in the same camp, right? I really like the way it looks. I'm really looking forward to it. The fact that Ubisoft's making it puts me at edge. They have a habit of promising a lot and then under-delivering, all right?
I know, that's my first fear.
All right, I'm not putting my hopes over the top for it, all right? But I am looking forward to it, but with a little... I'm not all in on it. I'm dipping my foot in. I'm not all in on it, all right? Nothing else is really coming out. Nothing else I can think of. I mean, unless something's going to
be
out.
I'm sure there'll be more
announcements. I'm sure there'll be more announcements, but as of right now, it's infamous. Infamous drops, I buy a PlayStation 4. I said it before, I said it again, it is happening, it's pre-ordered. I just gotta get the system, there'll be plenty in stock by then. I'll join you next gen when it actually arrives. When's that? When Infamous comes out.
They're in stock right now. On Amazon. True story.
It is. If there was anything I wanted to play on it, I'd buy it.
It's not a Resogun, buddy.
Yeah.
Alright. Squirrely, what's most look forward to game in 2014?
Since we have no idea how far into development they are with Uncharted, I can't really pick that. If it does end up being next fall, it would be that. But right now, it's tough not to pick The Witcher 3, because I am very excited about that. But I am pretty freaking excited for The Division. I mean, RPG, survival, MMO, I mean, I lose months into that.
Basically feels like if The Last of Us was set in New York, and it was all multiplayer based. Everybody was struggling to survive and scavenging and shit, and build off teams. Pretty neat. Dub, most look forward to game of 2014.
It's between Infamous, Destiny, and Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remix.
Oh, shit.
Dropping out a fucking A-bomb on us. Why are you looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remix?
Because it's more Kingdom Hearts in HD final mixes. There's shit that I have not played. I've seen it all from YouTube videos. I've not played it.
So when you get your hand on it, you're going to be very happy to play it?
We'll get more to my hand, though.
Oh, Jesus. You can use your PlayStation 4 controller.
Hopefully Gaikai's up and running. Should be.
Yeah, if Gaikai's up by the end of 2014, holy shit, game is over.
Gaikai should be up. Like I said, it's supposed to be in beta in quarter one, from last I heard.
I'd be very happy to get on that list.
I want that shit, you know, good, up, and ready to go by E3. That's what I want.
You'll probably get it by fall, up and running in North America.
If you get me a fucking emulated copy of Bully to play my PlayStation 4, I'll be happy.
I just want to be able to do a big old marathon of the Uncharted games.
Wow.
There you go.
If they gave us Red Dead Redemption, the way that you get into Mexico and just have all that panoramic view and have it up-res through HD. Fucking A, man. Rockstar would have to make another game. Be like, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to go back to Red Dead real quick. Look how fucking awesome this shit looks.
It's great. Yeah, the death between Destiny, Infamous, and I'm not going to say Kingdom Hearts again.
Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix HD Edition.
That's just a guaranteed buy. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. The game could be broken as all shit. I just want it. They could absolutely just fuck up the whole thing and make it unplayable. And just have it just be movies. All the cutscenes from all the games, and I played nothing, and I'd be happy.
Just clip shows that you can see on YouTube, just all on disc, playing one after the other.
Exactly. I'd go to bed with it on every night.
I'd fall asleep to Mickey Mouse. It's ridiculous.
Mickey Mouse is such a supporting character in that game. Like, you don't even play the games. You don't know anything. You just hate Mickey Mouse.
I don't hate Mickey Mouse. I just find it is such a big deal in the games.
He's the king.
Okay.
But he's a supporting character. He never even shows up until the very end of the first game. And he says two sentences, and then he disappears.
Does he laugh and say hi, Minnie, and hello, Goofy, and then he leaves?
No.
Okay.
He says, help me close the door to the darkness. I got the other keyblade.
That sounds so stupid, but whatever.
You don't understand. You don't get it.
I guess.
You don't get it. Just don't get it. It's over your head. You're not smart enough.
Not smart enough, Game Hearts. No, it's been proven.
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid. We got
to the bottom of this. It's not smart enough. It's too complex for you.
Alright, those who dig the series.
It's very Jap and convoluted, so.
Racist.
If you can't. What? Name a Jap game that isn't common.
You say Japanese game. I say Jap.
How many syllables is Japanese?
What's wrong with saying Jap?
It's racist. It's terrible.
Look, it's like one syllable. It's one syllable versus three syllables.
Jay, look. You more than anyone.
It feels very.
There's a lot of racist things you could say about Japs, and saying Jap is not one. I mean, it's like saying Jew. It's the same thing. There's no venom associated with that. You know, you just abbreviate, you're shortening. Exactly. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're saying something. You're vulgar.
That's different between black and Negro.
Exactly.
It's like calling you Jay instead of Jeremy.
Yeah.
It's just a shortening, that's all.
Come on, Jay.
I mean, you're acting like
you're a name. You're trying way too hard to turn
exactly.
this around.
Exactly.
Even though you're still the worst person on this show.
Exactly.
In the entire franchise.
I mean, you called someone on this show a monkey, and all of a sudden now you're trying to backtrack. That's what it feels like.
I said monkey ass the last time.
You know what
you only there. Heard monkey.
You're saying it again.
Again. My God.
So
Jay, this is a family show. Don't be talking that way. ESN Arcade Radio is for kids.
Cussed on this thing.
ESN Arcade Radio is for
the amount of things that the amount of times we cussed before we started recording. It's ridiculous.
It's for the fucking kids, Jay. God damn it.
For the fucking kids. We're gonna end this. Hopefully.
For the kids.
Oh,
in 2014. What do you got, Swirling?
I will say that. A while ago, one of my most looked forward to games was going to be The Elder Scrolls Online. But then once they announced that on top of paying $60 for the console version of the game, then you'd have to pay $15 a fucking month.
I said,
fuck you.
Eat dicks.
I mean, that's fucking $75 at launch. Fuck that. I was really excited for that game, that world to come to an MMO setting, but for that kind of money, no way.
Yeah, that ruined, the relaunch of the Final Fantasy Online game? I understand with MMOs, online fees and shit, but then there's, like, every character you have to pay, like, an extra 15 plus everything on a month, too. Like, if that's the only game you're playing, fine. That's just way too much.
I mean, either charge me the $60... or give me the game, or let me download the game for free or for really cheap and make me pay a monthly fee. That's, I mean, $15 is still a little much, but I mean, to do $60 and a $15 a month, that's just crazy.
Yeah, thinking that if you're trying to play on PlayStation 4, you have to you literally have to pay for a year full of plus buying a $60 game, plus paying $15 on top of that every single time. Like, you, if you play nothing else.
This has been my problem. That's been my main problem with having to pay to use an online service to play online. That was always my problem with Live, and that's my problem with now the PSN, because you're getting these games that require you to, you're pretty much triple paying just to play a game. Triple paying.
It's a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, now I hope I get my MMO fill from games like The Division and Destiny.
Destiny's going to be so legit.
Yeah. I am most looking forward to Destiny in 2014. Just to know that you put Halo and fucking Borderlands, put Borderlands and fucking Halo.
Borderlands.
The foot rolling around in Destiny and the Division next to you, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Hopefully it's going to be what I was looking forward to with Battlefield 4.
Nobody.
Just being able to play with other people's.
Nobody's going to be able to fucks with us.
Yeah, hopefully the servers will be up, too.
In what?
We all be to jump on the fucking beta during the summertime. Get on the go.
Oh, Destiny?
Yeah.
I'm just taking all the loot. I'm going all burned on you niggas.
Jesus. All right, with that, we gotta go, though. This show, you're gonna enjoy your 2 hours of this show, listening to this right during the holiday season. So, without further ado...
Drink your eggnog.
Drink that eggnog. Spike that shit, too, while you're at it. Even if you're underage, it's the holidays.
For the kids.
Do we have any shout-outs besides for the kids?
Shout-outs to VSN for continually to go down at least once a day.
VSN is now a military first-person shooter site, so it's acting accordingly.
Look, if you're not talking about COD, that shit will shut the fuck down. Just saying. It ain't about ghosts. It ain't about nothing.
Really, join the forum today if it's out.
Join the forums tomorrow.
I can't.
Just sign up for the forums after lunchtime. It should be up by then.
Don't do it in the morning. Yeah, don't do it in the morning.
Sign up during your lunch break today. That's the new official slogan for PSN.
Fix this shit. Okay, I think that's it.
shout out to Atlas swindling whoever you want as our friends. I mean, whatever you got for it, like, seriously, kudos. Like, I fuck with that shit. Like, that's some real, true Jew shit right there, right?
That's a hustle right there.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, everything that was before they started trying to put a front page on the fucking thing, the minute they started, like, tinkering around with the code, it's like playing with a really rickety Jenga block tower, and they just keep on tapping at the wrong fucking block. And it just keeps on falling down over and over and over again. And nobody's figured out how to fucking fix that shit. I don't think they ever will. So I hope everybody that's running leagues, Swirly Racing League with Apex, I hope you saved everything on there too, because it didn't set me to purge. Like everything on BSN, everything's been fucking gone.
Not the purge, we just hit 2 million.
I know. Swirlos, got any shout outs?
Shout outs to Foot and Strike, even though both are kind of not really doing anything right now.
I blame lack of squad mode.
We're on hiatus and other things.
Lack of pre-game squads in Battlefield is the reason.
Yeah.
To the Apex Racing Series, we've got Forza Motorsport 5 going right now. Gran Turismo 6 League is forming. And even though he's a complete racist, I will give a shout out. I will give a shout out to Dizzle for his awesome Secret Santa gift.
Why are you telling our listeners exactly what I got you? Since I'm such a fucking racist, you dick.
He got me a noose and a shirt that says "I hate black people." But no, he got me.
Gotta have somewhere to hang your shirt. I'm just saying.
He got me Alpha Protocol on PS3, Killzone Collection on PS3, and a lovely AC4 t-shirt.
Yeah. I do apologize. I didn't know what your shirt size was, so I went with 2XL, just in case. I mean, if it like fits like a fucking pup tent, you know, you can use it as like a dirty laundry bag, I guess.
That is my size.
I did good. Yay. Could have gotten you a medium. You could wear it as like a, I don't know, an armband or some shit.
Yeah. Too tall for anything else.
I hear you. Well, I'm glad that you enjoy your gifts. Happy holidays. Yeah, shout-outs, like you said before, Strike Team, Foot Clan. You know who you are. Some of us are actually in this podcast. Are out in the wind somewhere. I apologize for not keeping up on shit with that, on GTA 5, on fucking Battlefield. Hopefully be able to get something working after the holidays. I don't know. Shout-outs to BSN when it's working. Mr. Bill and Mr. Thomas for buying out BSN and hopefully get it running. Keeping this show on the road, too, and helping us out with certain things when you have the hookup, when you do. Hopefully you'll be able to continue with that. Shout-outs to Future Secret Santas out there. You know who you are, and thank you preemptively for your presence, even though I've been hearing some bad things about him. I hopefully think it's not going to be like a dead cat in the box. It's coming the 23rd to the 24th, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's actually going
to
be...
Jay, you didn't get yours yet?
A bag of poop set on fire.
It's going to be awesome. All I know about it is that it's coming from Argath and from fucking Leftwich.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be a bag of poop set on fire.
Absolutely.
Be a dead body in a bag on my front doorstep or some shit. I don't know. What else? Shout out to listeners out there. Thanks for keeping us in your thoughts and on your iPods. For what's been how many years now?
3?
Yeah.
Oh, 82 episodes, but put it that way.
Yeah, 82 episodes and running. And hopefully be able to listen to us. Are we going to do another episode at Christmas?
What?
We're going to skip for Christmas week.
We are going to skip Christmas week, and we'll do after talking
about...
So,
I'm going to be drinking with my grandpa again.
Probably doing some, talking about some gaming pickups.
Awesome. Okay, so you're here first, going on Christmas hiatus after this episode, group. Be right back, let's say, like, when? The third?
After the Steam sale. So, yeah, the third sounds good, because that's where I'm buying everything.
You're going to buy all the games, nobody else has anything else to buy on Steam. You get all the fucking copies.
But all the digital copies.
Seriously, if it hasn't been said yet, you know, shout out to Steam just for being so fucking awesome.
Hail Gaben.
Get in always. Always. Also, you know, since you skipped over me, Jay, you know, fuck you. And let me just say, shout out to my Secret Santa, Swarly. Shout out to Jay Stevens. He knows how the two, three of us are connected. All right, big shout out for that. And basically waiting for the second part gift.
Hopefully it's there tomorrow.
All right. Like I said, if it's a Roomba, I'm sending you a 3DS.
Well, I guess I shouldn't be expecting a 3DS.
You get like a box of fucking Swiffer. Fucking refills. I don't know. Anyways. Catch us, the third next month?
Around the new year.
Yeah. So, yeah.
2014. Catch us 2014. All right, that's where you catch us.
Go do that. We'll catch you guys later. Everybody say goodbye.
Smooches.
Later.
Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.